right. So I want to think a little bit about how awesome our God is.
Ma tahan rääkida natukene sellest, kui väga meie Jumal on.
You know, it's easy to forget sometimes.
See on päris kerge, seda on väga kerge unustada.
But he really is amazing.
Aga ta on päriselt väga väga.
He created all of the universe.
Ta lõi kogu selle maailma.
You know, the biggest stars and planets.
Kõige suuremad tähed ja planeedid.
The tiniest little creatures in the world.
Kõige väiksemad olendid ka maailmas.
And everything in between.
Ja kõik, mis sinna vahepeale jääb.
And you know, if you learn anything about the human body,
kui sa oled midagi õppinud inimese keha kohta,
you think like, how is it possible that every detail is thought through?
Ja sa mõtled, et kuidas see võimalik oled, iga pisi detail on läbi mõeldud.
It's amazing, really.
See on väga võimas.
Because we have an incredible God.
Sest meil on imeline Jumal.
I think it's important that we remember that in our lives.
Ma arvan, et see on väga oluline, et me mäletame seda oma eludes.
You know, despite of how amazing he is,
ja isegi kui head on,
he created us.
Ta lõi meid sellest vaatamata.
And he knows us so well.
Ja ta teab meid nii hästi.
He knows everything about us.
Ta teab kõike meie kohta.
He knows how many hairs there are in your head, it says in the Bible.
Ta teab, kui palju juukse kalv on meie peas.
And that changes all the time, right?
Ja see muutub ju kogu aeg.
And he still knows.
Ja ta ikka teab.
He thinks about us as many sandcorns as there are in the beach, it says.
Ja ta mõtleb, kui palju neid liivad elakesid annas on.
About all of us?
Nagu meie kõigi kohta.
He's so vast, but so intimate.
Ta on nagu nii hoomamatu, aga samas nii lähedane.
I just want us to remember that as I go through the rest of this preach.
Ma tahan, et me mäletaksime siis seda, kui me nüüd jätkame.
You know, how amazing God really is.
Kui vägev Jumal päriselt on.
And I'm going to get Helena to read for us in Estonian.
ma loen siis Jesajast.
Yeah, from Isaiah 45.
Jesaja 45.
Verse 7.
Seitsmendest salmist alates.
And yeah, I'll get Helena will read it and because it's a little bit long.
Okei, okay. Ma siis loen ette. Mina valmistan valguse ja loon pimeduse. Mina annan õnne ja toon õnnetuse. Mina, Issand, teen seda kõike. Kastke taevad ülalt ja pilved pange voolama õiglus. Avanegu maa, et idaneks õnnistus ja ühtlasi võrsuks õiglus. Mina, Issand, olen selle loonud. Häda sellele, kes riidleb oma valmistajaga, kild teiste savi kildude seas. Kas ütleb savi oma vormiale, mis sa teed? Ja su töö, tal ei ole käsi. Häda sellele, kes ütleb isale, miks sa sigitad või naisele, miks oled sünnitus valudes? Nõnda ütleb Issand, Iisraeli püha ja tema looja. Kas te küsitlete mind mu laste kohta ja annate mulle käsu mu kätetöö jaoks? Mina tegin maa ja lõin inimesed selle peale. Minu käed võlvisid taeva ja ma käsutasin kõiki tema vägesid.
So this passage talks about exactly that. How amazing is God?
See kirjakoht räägib sellest, kui vägev on Jumal.
You know, how he created everything and created man.
Kuidas ta nagu lõi kõike, kuidas ta lõi inimese.
But it also talks about something difficult, which is that we shouldn't ask why.
Aga see räägib ka üsna raskest teemast, et me ei peaks küsima, miks.
You know, does the pot ask the clay maker, why are you making me a pot?
Et siin see kild teiste savi kildude seas nagu väljub, miks ma see olen?
And, but it's so easy to ask why, isn't it?
Ja nii kerge on tegelikult küsida ju, miks.
When things happen in our lives.
Kui asjad meie elus juhtuvad.
Really hard things can happen sometimes.
Väga lasked asjad võivad juhtuda.
You know, you might lose a baby or a parent.
Sa võibolla kaotad lapse või vanema.
Or, I don't know, you might be asking, why are we going through this massive pandemic?
Ja võibolla sa küsid, et miks me lähme sellest pandeemiast üldse läbi.
It might fill you with fear that people are getting ill around you.
Sa võib täita sind hirmuga, et inimesed ju jäävad haigeks.
And you want to ask why?
Ja sa tahad küsida, et miks?
When I was growing up.
Kui ma kasvasin üles.
My dad told me, you always have to ask why.
Mu isa ütles mulle, et sa pead alati küsima, miks.
It's not very good advice.
Ei ole väga hea nõuan.
Because you're always asking why.
Sest kui sa kogu aeg küsid, miks.
And you're never happy.
Sest sa ei ole kunagi õnnelik.
You're always wondering, why is it like this?
Sa alati mõtled, et miks nii on?
Why is it like that?
Miks niimoodi?
Somebody tells you to do something.
Keegi palub sul midagi teha.
Instead of just doing it.
Selle asemel, et seda teha, siis...
You're asking, but why?
Aga miks ma peaks?
It makes life very difficult.
See teeb elu väga keeruliseks.
Now, my dad's point was that you should be curious about things.
Mu isa point oli see, et tegelikult sa peaksid nagu olema uudishimulik.
Which is maybe all right.
See on võib-olla okei.
But I think I took the rebellious bit. But why? But why?
Aga ma võtsin just selle nagu mässleva selle, et aga miks, miks?
But, you know, to be happy with God.
Olla rõõmus Jumalas.
We need to learn to not ask why.
Peame õppima mitte küsima miks.
And I'll tell you a story about a woman called Elizabeth Elliot.
Ma räägin ühest loost naisest, kes on Elizabeth Elliot.
You might have heard of her husband, Jimmy Elliot.
Te võib-olla olete kuulnud tema abikaasast, Jimmy Elliot.
He was a missionary in Ecuador.
Ta oli Ecuadoris missionär.
And he went to a tribe of Indians called the Akua Indians.
Ta läks ühe sellise indiaani hõimude juurde.
And they knew when they decided to go there that nobody who'd gone in their territory had survived.
Nad teadsid, et kui nad otsustasid siis sinna minna, et keegi, kes siis sinna nagu territooriumisse läks, ei olnud siis nagu ellu jäänud.
But they really felt that these people needed to know who God was.
Aga nad nii sügavalt tundsid, et need inimesed peavad teadma, kes on Jumal.
So Jimmy and four other men.
Nii et siis Jimmy ja 14 meest.
In 1956 went to this land in Ecuador.
1956 läksid siis sinna alale seal Ecuadoris.
And on the second day that they were there.
Ja teisel päeval, kui nad siis seal olid.
They were speared to death.
Nad olid vaimu pooles siis nagu... okay. Odage, jah.
And
ära tapetud.
Elizabeth Elliot was in Ecuador as well, but further away.
Elizabeth Elliot oli ka nagu Ecuadoris, aga ta oli natuke kaugemal.
And she had a little baby who was 10 months old.
Tal oli väike laps, kes siis oli 10 kuune.
And her husband was speared to death.
Ja tema abikaas oli siis suunuks löödud.
And she knew in her heart that God had asked her husband to go there.
Ja ta teadis tegelikult oma südames, et Jumal palus tema mehele, et ta läheks sinna.
But why?
Aga miks?
Why would God let her husband die?
Miks Jumal laseb tema abikaasal suureda?
It's a difficult question.
See on tegelikult väga raske küsimus.
But she had to accept that that was God's will.
Ta pidi sellega seda siis vastu võtma, et see oli Jumala tahe.
And then a few months later.
Ja siis mõne kuu pärast.
She hears God say to her heart.
Ta kuuleb, et Jumal ütleb ta südamele.
Now I want you to go.
Nüüd ma tahan, et sa läheksid.
She's thinking, of course you don't.
Ta mõtleb, et väga ei taha minna.
I've got a 10-month-old baby. I can't go there.
Mul on 10 kuune laps, ma ei saa minna sinna.
Eventually she does go.
Aga lõpuks ta läheb sinna.
You know, she decides to say, okay, God, your will be done.
Ta otsustab öelda, et Jumal sinu tahe sündigu.
And she goes with one other woman and her baby.
Ja ta läheb siis ühe teise naisega ja tema lapsega.
And they go and they live in this place with the Akua Indians.
Nad lähevad ja siis elavad seal ühe nagu hõimu juures.
They can't speak to them.
Nad ei saa nendega rääkida.
They don't know the language.
Nad ei tea keelt.
But they aren't violent towards these women.
Aga need ei ole nagu, need hõimud ei ole siis nii-öelda vägivaldsed nende meeste vastu.
They mock them and laugh at them.
Nad teevad nagu maha ja naeravad nende pihte.
After a few months of them living there, they think there's something wrong with her.
Et mõni kuu, kui nad nagu on elanud, sest mõtlevad, et neil on midagi viga.
They're checking in her ears to see, can she hear properly.
Nad vaatavad ta nagu kõrvas, siis kas ta kuuleb normaalselt.
Because she isn't speaking to them.
Sest ta ei räägi nendega.
Or looking down her throat, what's wrong with your tongue?
Või vaatavad, et kuik, mis sul viga kelega on.
And eventually she does learn their language.
Lõpuks ta siis õpib selle keele ära.
And they find out.
Ja nad saavad teada.
This is the wife of the man we killed.
Et see on see naine, kelle mehe me tapsime.
And she's been living here with us for months.
Ja ta on elanud siin meie seas kuid.
Loving us, being kind to us.
Armastanud meid, olnud meie vastu lahke.
But we killed her husband.
Aga me tapsime ta abikaasa.
And these people start to get saved.
Ja need inimesed nagu hakkavad päästetud saama.
Because Elizabeth can tell them, it's because of God that I can love you.
Sest Elizabeth jagab neile, et tänu Jumalale ma saan teid armastada.
So you know, God had an amazing plan actually.
Jumalal oli väga võimas plaan tegelikult.
But it meant that Elizabeth and Jimmy had to suffer.
Aga see tähendas seda, et Elizabeth ja Jimmy pidid kannatama.
But the truth is,
aga tõden,
that Jimmy went to heaven.
Et Jimmy läks ju taevasse.
So he's all right.
Ma arvan, et on päris hästi.
And God knew that Elizabeth and her baby would be okay too.
Ja Jumal ju teadis, et Elizabeth ja tema lapsel, nad saavad hakkama.
Elizabeth went on to get married to another man.
Elizabeth lõpuks siis abiellus ühe teise mehega.
And she did lots of things in her life.
Ta tegi väga palju asju elus.
But she had to trust and obey God.
Aga ta pidi usaldama ja Jumalat siis nagu Jumalale alistuma.
She had to trust that God didn't make a mistake when her husband died.
Ta pidi usaldama, et Jumal ei teinud mingit viga, kui ta abikaasa sai surema.
She had to trust that she would be okay going to this tribe where her husband was killed.
Ta pidi usaldama, et abikaasa on okay, kui ta läheb sinna selle hõimu juurde.
And despite of her own questions in her heart, she was obeying God.
Ja vaatamata nendele küsimustele, mis tema südames tekkisid, ta usaldas Jumalat.
And she tells a story of when she first got to this village. She was reading her Bible.
Ja ta rääkis see loo, et kui ta siis alguses jõudis sinna külla, et siis ta luges Piiblit.
And, you know, asking God, what am I doing here?
Ja küsis siis Jumalalt, et mida ma teen siin?
I can't even talk to these people.
Ma ei oska isegi nende inimestega rääkida.
And she reads in Isaiah chapter 43.
Ja ta loeb Jesaja 43. peatükist.
Verse 10.
Salmist 10.
You are my witness, declares the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, so that you may know and believe me and understand that I am he.
Teie olete minu tunnistajad, ütleb Issand, ja minu sulane, kelle ma olen valinud, et te teaksite, usuksite minusse ja mõistaksite, et mina olen see.
It's an interesting verse.
See on päris huvitav kidekoht.
Because it says you are my witness.
Sest see ütleb, et teie olete minu tunnistajad.
If I think of the word witness.
Kui ma mõtlen tunnistaja sõna peale.
I think about telling other people.
Ma mõtlen, et nagu räägid teistel inimestele.
Sharing with other people who God is.
Jaga teiste inimestega, et kes Jumal on.
But then God says.
Aga siis Jumal ütleb.
That you will know.
Et sa tead.
That I am God.
Et ma olen Jumal.
And that I'm the only God.
Ja et ma olen ainuke Jumal.
So that's what God wants us to do.
See on see, mida Jumal tahab, et me teeksime.
He wants us to know that he is God.
Ta tahab, et me teaksime, et tema on Jumal.
He wants us to know him.
Ta tahab, et me teaksime teda.
That's how we are his witnesses.
Niimoodi me oleme tema tunnistajad.
There's no pressure to do anything else.
Ei ole mingit survet teha midagi muud.
You know, if you spend your time knowing God.
Kui sa veedad aega teades Jumalat.
Reading your Bible and praying.
Loed sõna, palvetad.
You will be a witness.
Sa oled tunnistaja, sa saad tunnistaja.
If you apply the things that the Bible says to your life.
Kui sa rakendad need asjad oma ellu, mida Piibel ütleb.
The witness bit will just happen.
See tunnistaja osa lihtsalt tuleb.
But God asks us to know him.
Aga Jumal palub, et me õpiksime teda tundma.
And I'll tell you another story about a woman.
Ma tägin veel ühe loo ühe naise kohta.
A woman you probably know the story of already.
Naise kohta, keda te võib-olla juba teate.
Her name is Ruth.
Ta nimi on Ruth.
And her sister-in-law, whose name is Oprah.
Tema siis, see sister-in-law on...
her brother's husband's wife.
Yeah. Venna ja naine.
Yeah. And their mother, Naomi. Their mother-in-law, sorry, Naomi.
Tema äm siis Naomi.
And they all lose their husbands.
Nad kõik kaotavad oma abikaasa.
Naomi's husband dies.
Naomi abikaasa sureb.
So she goes with her sons to their wives' home.
Nii et ta läheb oma siis nii-öelda poegade koju.
And her sons die.
Tema pojad surevad.
So now Naomi is going to go home.
Nüüd Naomi läheb koju.
And at first both the daughter-in-law say, we're coming with you.
Alguses siis need, noh, tema poegade siis abikaasutud, ja me tuleme ka.
So they set off.
Nii et nad hakkasid minema.
And Naomi tells them this is going to be hard.
Ja Naomi ütleb, et tead, et see tuleb väga raske teekond.
It's not going to be easy.
See ei ole kerge.
You go home and be with your people.
Minge koju ja olgu oma inimestega.
You'll have an easier life.
Sul on kergem elu.
And she understands that choice.
Ja ta saab aru seda sellest valikust.
And Oprah kisses her goodbye.
Ja
Oprah.
Siis nii-öelda suudab hüvasti jätuks.
And leaves.
Ja lahkub.
But Ruth says,
aga Ruth ütleb,
no, I'm coming with you.
Ei, ma tulen koos sinuga.
Your people will be my people.
Sinu inimest on minu inimest.
And your God will be my God.
Ja sinu Jumal on minu Jumal.
And you know, those choices are both valid choices.
Need mõlemad nii-öelda valikud on siis üsna mõistetavad.
Oprah chose the easier thing to go home.
Oprah valis siis nagu kergema viisi minna koju.
But in doing that,
aga seda tehes,
she denied God actually.
Ta salgas Jumala.
Ruth made the harder choice where she would suffer.
Ruth võttis vastu siis laskema otsuse, kus ta peaks kannatama.
But by doing that invited God into her life.
Aga seda tehes siis kutsus Jumala enda ellu.
And you know, she has to surrender her own will for that.
Ta pidi alistama oma enda tahte selleks.
She has to be willing to suffer.
Ta peab olema valmis kannatama.
And but as a result,
aga selle tulemuseks,
she gets an awesome husband.
Ta saab vägeva abikaasa.
And she actually ends up being in the bloodline of Jesus.
Ja lõpuks on siis tema selles Jeesus nii-öelda vereliinis, sünniliinis.
So God sees her choice.
Et Jumal näeb tema valikut.
He sees that she's giving up this easier life.
Ta näeb, et ta annab ära selle kergema elu.
And he blesses it.
Ja ta õnnistab seda.
You know, Ruth could have asked why about lots of things.
Ruth oleks võinud küsida, miks väga paljud asjade kohta.
Why did my husband die?
Miks ma abikaasa suri?
Why do I have to leave my home and go to this new country?
Miks ma pean oma kodust lahkuma ja siia uude riiki minema?
And when she gets there, why do I have to be like a beggar pick up food for myself?
Ja kui ta lõpuks sinna jõuab, et miks ma pean olema nagu kerjus, et koguma raha ja toitu?
Why do I have to ask Boaz to marry me?
Miks mina pean Boazit küsima, et ta abielluks?
You know, her life wasn't easy.
Ta elu ei olnud kerge.
She had to do a lot of hard things.
Ta pidi tegema palju keerulisi asju.
But she obeyed.
Aga ta kuuletus, alistus.
She obeyed God.
Ta alistus Jumalana.
And that blessed her.
Ja see õnnistas teda.
And you know, Jesus tells us about this as well.
Jeesus räägib meile ka sellest.
In Luke chapter 6.
Luuka peatükis 6. Salm.
He is talking about well, what it's like to obey.
Ta räägib, et mida tähendab alistuda või kuuletuda.
And he says, verse 46.
46. Salm.
Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I say?
Aga miks te mind hüüate issand, issand, ega tee, mida ma ütlen?
As for everyone who comes to me and hears my words and puts them into practice, I will show you what they are like.
Iga üks, kes tuleb minu juurde ja kuuleb mu sõnu ning teeb nende järgi, ma näitan teile, kelle sõna need on.
They are like a man building a house who dug down deep and laid the foundation on a rock. When the flood came, the torrent struck the house, but could not shake it because it was well built.
Ta on inimese sõnane, kes maja ehitades kaevas ja süvendas ja rajas selle aluse kaljule. Kui siis tuli suur vesi, paiskus vool vastu seda maja, aga ei suutnud seda kõigutada, sest oli ehitatud hästi.
But the one who hears my words and does not put them into practice is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. The moment the torrent struck that house, it collapsed and its destruction was complete.
Aga kes kuuleb ega tee, see on inimese sõnane, kes ehitas maja maa peale ilma aluseta, tulvaveed paiskusid selle vastu ja see varises kohe kokku ja selle maja varisemine oli ränk.
We can call out, God, God, why is this happening?
Me võime hüüda, et Jumal, Jumal, miks see juhtub?
But are we doing what God is saying?
Aga kas me teeme seda, mida Jumal ütleb, et me peaks tegema?
Are we doing his will in our life?
Kas me järgime tema tahet meie elus?
And if we are,
ja kui me järgimegi,
then our house is on a strong foundation.
Siis meie maja on tugev aluse peal.
And you might be suffering and it might be difficult.
See võibolla kannatad ja võibolla on raske.
But Jesus tells us our house will keep standing.
Aga Jeesus ütleb, et meie maja püsib.
We will make it through.
Me saame sellest läbi.
But if we're not doing what God is saying,
aga kui me ei tee, mida Jumal ütleb,
then the suffering,
siis need kannatused,
can cause our house to fall.
Võivad siis meie maja kokku valisema.
So if we're trusting and obeying God,
nii et kui me usaldame ja kuuletume Jumalale,
actually we don't have to be worried.
Me peame siis muretsema ju.
Everything will be okay.
Kõik on okei.
Okay. It might not be the way we think it's going to be.
Ja võibolla asjad ei lähe nii, nagu me tahaks, et need läheksid.
But at the end of the day, we'll be in heaven.
Aga lõpude lõpuks me oleme taevas.
No matter what happens here.
Üks kõik, mis juhtub siin maa peal.
No matter how hard life gets.
Kui raskeks elu võib minna.
One day we'll be in heaven.
Üks päev me oleme taevas.
And everything will be okay.
Ja kõik on okei.
Okay. But you know, we can have that joy here as well.
Aga me saame seda rõõmu juba siin praegu kogeda.
God's will can be done on earth.
Jumala tahe saab tehtud siis maa peal.
You know, when I was a younger Christian,
kui ma olin noorem kristlane,
I used to hear these preaches done mostly by missionaries.
Ma kuulsin neid jutlusi siis missionäride poolt.
About the suffering life of a missionary.
Selline missionäri kannatav elu.
And I say it with a smile.
Ja ma ütlen seda naeratusega.
Because I would hear that and think, I want that.
Sest ma kuulsin seda, mõtlesin, et ma tahan ka seda.
I want to go live in Africa or in Asia.
Tahan ka minna Afrikasse või Aasiasse.
That's where I grew up, actually. I grew up in Africa.
Ja see on see, kus ma tegelikult kasvasin üles Afrikas.
So to me it sounded like amazing.
Nii et mulle see tundus nii vägev.
I can go live in a culture I know and understand.
Et ma elan kusagil kultuuris, mis ma saan aru ja mis mulle meeldib.
Where it's nice and warm and not cold.
Kus on tore ja soe.
So then they would do the altar call, you know, are you the person who's going to say, send me?
Ja nad tegid siis selle nagu altari ette kutsumise, et kas sa oled see inimene, kes ütleb Jumalale, et saada mind?
And I would go forward confidently, yes, I'm that person.
Ja ma läksin julgelt sinna altarile.
And I went to Thailand for a bit.
Ja ma olin Tais natukene.
And honestly, I thought that I was called to be a missionary in Thailand.
Ja ma tegelikult tõesti arvasin, et ma olin nagu kutsutud Tai missionär olema siis Tais.
I moved there to live there for a long time.
Ma kolisin sinna, et elada seal pikemalt.
I was trying to learn Thai.
Ma üritasin siis keelt õppida.
And I was working with a mission organization there.
Ja ma töötasin siis ühes missioni organisatsioonis.
And it was all right.
Ja see oli täitsa okei.
But my heart wasn't as fulfilled as I thought it was going to be.
Aga mu süda ei olnud nii täidetud, kui ma arvasin, et see võiks olla.
I wanted children.
Tahtsin lapsi.
And a husband.
Ja abikaas.
But that wasn't happening there.
Aga see ei juhtunud seal.
I was working in an organization that worked with women.
Ma töötasin ühes organisatsioonis, siis, mis töötas koos naistega.
In a town that's full of prostitution.
Siis ühes linnas, mis, kus oli hästi palju prostitutsiooni.
So there wasn't very many good men around.
Seal ei olnud väga häid mehi üldse.
Because the good men knew not to be in that city.
Sest nad me teadsid, et nad sinna ei lähe.
They were living somewhere else.
Nad elasid mujal.
So I didn't really know what to do.
Ma ei teanud, mida teha.
And I started getting words and feeling like God was saying, oh, you know, you should move to England.
Ma nagu sain sõnumi Jumalat, et sa peaksid nagu minema Inglismaale.
And I thought, no, I'm not meant to live in Europe.
Said, ei, ma küll juba Euroopas ei pea elama.
And it was hard for me to think, yeah, okay, fine, I'll go to England.
Ja see oli väga raske siis nagu aksepteerida seda, et okei, ma siis lähen Inglismaale.
And I'd had a word about living next to the River Tees.
Mul oli sõna selleks, et ma elan siis ühe jõe lähedal.
And I knew that God was asking me to finish my studies in psychology.
Ma teadsin, et Jumal kutsub üles, et ma siis psühholoogias lõpetaksin oma õpingud.
And I got into a university called Teesside University.
Ja ma sain ühte ülikooli sisse, meie nime oli siis Teesside ülikool.
And it's next to the River Tees.
Ja see oli siis selle jõe Tees lähedal.
So I knew that that was where God was calling me.
Ma teadsin, et see on see koht, kuhu Jumal kutsub mind.
It was in a town called Middlesbrough.
See oli ühes sellises linnas Middlesbrough.
So I started in my mind getting these pictures of a nice, cute, quaint little English town.
Nii et mul nagu peast tulid sellised juba pildid, et sihuke ilus inglise linnake.
Yeah, you know, old, big buildings.
Selline vana ja uhked hooned.
And I wanted to go to Middlesbrough before to find a place to live.
Ma tahtsin juba sinna Middlesbrough minna varem, et leida siis mingit elamiskohta.
But God stopped me, I never ended up going.
Aga Jumal peatas selle ja ma lõpuks ei leinki.
So I arrived the day that I moved there.
Nii et ma jõudsin nagu sinna, siis ma kolisingi.
Middlesbrough is not a cute, quaint English town.
Middlesbrough ei ole selline vahva inglise külake.
It's an industrial town.
See on selline tööstus linn.
It was built because of the mines and the industries that were close to there.
See oligi ehitatud selle eesmärgiga, et siis need kaevandused ja asjad, mis seal olid.
It was built quickly.
Et kiiresti siis tehtud.
And I thought, I can't believe I'm living here.
Ja ma mõtlesin, et ma ei suuda uskuda, et ma siin elan.
But you know, I was really, really happy there.
Aga ma olin tegelikult väga, väga õnnelik seal.
And I met my husband there.
Ma kohtasin oma abikaasat seal.
And became a mother there.
Ja sain emaks seal.
But I had to surrender this desire to live somewhere warmer.
Aga ma pidin nagu alistama selle igatsuse siis, et elada kusagil soojas kohas.
Somewhere different, somewhere exciting.
Kusagil mujal, kusagil põnevas kohas.
And I still have to surrender that.
Ma siia maani pean seda alistama.
Because that's actually in my heart very strongly.
Siis on ikka veel mu südames päris tugevalt.
But I know that I'm in God's will.
Aga ma tean, et ma olen Jumala tahtes.
I know that I'm obeying what God has asked us to do.
Ma tean, et ma alistun selle, mida Jumal kutsus mind üles tegema.
You know, you'll have heard the story of how we heard God move us to Tartu.
Ja kindlasti olete kuulnud sest loost, et kuidas Jumal ütles meile kolige Tartusse.
We know that this is the right place for us.
Me teame, et see on õige koht meie jaoks.
And I struggle every winter.
Ja iga talv on väga raske.
Because that's hard for me.
Sest talvel on raske.
But it's okay.
Aga see on okay.
Because it's God's will.
Sest see on Jumala tahe.
And now that's not a big cross to bear.
Ja see ei ole väga raske ristis, mida kanda.
We go through a lot harder things in life.
Elus me käime palju raskematest asjadest.
And, but the answer is the same.
Aga vastus on sama.
To trust and obey God.
Usaldada Jumalat.
You know, so what is it in your life?
Mis on sinu elus?
That maybe you have to give up.
Mida sa pead andma ära?
What is God asking you to do?
mida Jumal kutsub sind üles tegema.
And it might not be what you think it's going to be.
See võib olla see, mida sa arvad, et võiks olla.
You know, I thought I was going to be a missionary off in some great country.
Ma arvasin, et ma olen missionäriks kusagil vahvas riigis.
But what God wants me to do.
Aga mida Jumal tahab, et ma teeksin?
Is to be a mother.
Et ma oleksin ema.
And to be at home with my children.
Ja oleksin kodus oma lastega.
To clean my house.
Kodistada oma kodu.
To take care of my kids.
Hoolitsida oma laste eest.
It's not always very exciting.
See ei ole alati väga põnev.
But it's God's will in my life.
Aga see on Jumala tahe minu elus.
And so by doing that, I'm getting to know God.
Ja seda tehes ma õpin Jumalat tundma.
And then my life becomes a witness.
Ja mu elu muutubki tunnistuseks.
When we're fighting what God wants us to do in our lives.
Kui me võitleme Jumala tahte vastu.
We're unhappy.
Me ei ole tegelikult õnnelikud.
You know, I had dreamed about having children for many years.
Ma unistasin, et lastest mitmeid aastaid.
And when I finally got my first child, four years ago.
Ja kui ma lõpuks sain siis oma esimese lapse 4 aastat tagasi.
Part of me was really happy.
Osa minust oli väga õnnelik.
But part of me was thinking, what do I do now?
Osa minust mõtles, et aga mis ma nüüd teen?
I can't spend all my time just sitting here with baby.
Ma ei saa kogu oma aja kulutada selleks, et ma olen koos lapsega.
I need to do something.
Ma pean midagi tegema.
And so I was constantly fighting this.
Ja kui ma nagu pidevalt võitlesin seda tahet.
So I couldn't enjoy being a mom.
Ma ei suutnud nautida emaks olemist.
But I couldn't enjoy doing something else either.
Aga ma ei suutnud nautida ka midagi muud teha.
Because I was supposed to be a mom.
Sest ma pidin olema ema.
So until I surrendered that.
Nii et kuniks ma alistusin ja andsin seda täielikult alla.
And really stepped into, okay, I'm a mom.
Ja astusin täielikult sinna teadmises, et jah, ma olen ema.
God's calling on my life right now is to be a mom.
Et Jumala kutsumine minu elus praegu on olla ema.
Then real joy came.
Siis tuli päris rõõm.
And I'll end with this.
Ja ma lõpetan nüüd sellega.
My kids I've taught my kids this song recently.
Ma olen oma lastele ühe laulu õpetanud.
It's in Swedish.
See on rootsi keeles.
Although I think there's an Estonian version too.
Võib-olla on Eesti, minu meelest on Eesti keeles ka.
But it goes, the joy is flowing.
Aga see on nagu, et rõõm siis nii-öelda voolab.
And then it says, living water.
Ja see ütleb, et elav vesi.
From the throne of God.
Jumala troonist.
Is flowing through me.
Voolab minu läbi.
Yeah, and when I was a kid, I learned this little dance to go with that song.
Ja kui ma olin laps, siis ma õppisin väikese tantsu ka, mis see lauluga koos käis.
And when you sing the throne of God,
ja kui sa laulad siis, et Jumala troon,
you go like this.
Sa teed nagu nii.
Because the throne of God,
sest Jumala troon,
is Jesus on the cross.
On Jeesus ristin.
So when you come to the throne of God,
ja kui sa tuled Jumala trooni ette,
when you come to your cross,
kui sa tuled enda nii-öelda risti ette,
and surrender there,
ja alistud seal.
That's when the living water of God will flow through you.
See on see koht, kus see elav vesi hakkab sinust läbi voolama.
You know, Jesus says, pick up your cross and follow me.
Jeesus ütles, et võta oma risti järgne mulle.
And that's what that means.
Ja see on see, mida see tähendab.
When we lay our life down.
Kui me paneme oma elud maha.
And say, your will be done, God, not mine.
Ütleme, et sinu tahe sündi, kui mitte minu oma.
Then God can use us.
Siis Jumal saab meid kasutada.